Welcome to Dark City Radio. You're listening to the I Am Show, and what a beautiful day it's been today. Today we're going to be talking about gratitude, and the reason why we're talking about gratitude is because, and I have asked a few questions about this, but the reason why I'm talking about gratitude is because I think that it has a massive effect on your outlook to life. I find personally that it's had a massive effect on my outlook to life and my moods and how I am in my everyday to day life. So that's why I decided to talk about gratitude. And it all comes underneath the taking responsibility for yourself, because, you know, you need to take responsibility with how you're feeling and how you're behaving and how you're reacting to things. And if you're down and suffering from depression, which is something that I suffered from personally for a while, after I had a string of things happening to me in quite a short space of time. And I noticed, like, when I was depressed, that my whole outlook to life was really depressing outlook. And the way I viewed life at that particular time was really negative. You know, I wasn't grateful for anything that I saw around me. All I was doing was focusing on the things that I didn't have in my life. And so if you end up just focusing on the things that you want or the things that you haven't got, then you're never going to be satisfied and you're never going to be happy, are you? So that's why it's really important to talk about this. I've got Callie joining me again this week. And haven't I, Callie?
Yes, you have. Hello, love.
Hello, darling. So we're going to be talking about gratitude and why it's important. It all does come underneath the same thing about taking responsibility for yourself. I had a walk when I went on a beautiful walk today, and I'm in Flamborough Head on the east coast of Britain, northeast coast of Britain, and it was absolutely beautiful. And I was just looking around me, and I was thinking, wow, look at this. I'm so grateful to be on this earth at this particular present time. I saw two seals, I saw puffins, I saw loads of other birds, nightingales. It was absolutely amazing, and I was so grateful for everything that I was seeing. And because I was so grateful for everything that I was seeing and appreciating everything that I was seeing, it made it that much better. What do you feel about gratitude, Kelly?
Well, I found in my life that it took me a while to discover the importance of gratitude. And you're right, it absolutely lifts you right out of a depression. When you start looking at the things that you have in your life to be grateful for and the people to be grateful for in your life. And what I found was, not only does it lift your mood and your own spirit, but it actually brings more abundance into your life. Just as a sort of side effect, if you like, of being grateful and living in gratitude, suddenly you find yourself sort of overwhelmed with things to be grateful for as more and more stuff floods into your life. It sets you in a whole new direction. It's as if the universe is kind of listening and saying, you know, okay, this soul knows how to live in gratitude and in acceptance of what is. Go on, have some more. You know, this is a good feeling. Have some more of it.
I found when I was depressed, you just got to take it one step at a time. You know, sometimes it can actually be hard to stop focusing on the negatives in your life. Sometimes it can be quite hard to actually see what is in your life that you've got to be thankful for and grateful for. But just the fact that you're breathing and you're able to do things and change your life is something to be grateful for. You know, we're not stuck in any situation or in any position for the whole of our lives. And like I've said time and time again, shit happens. You know, we all go through really horrendous situations, loss, grief, abuse, we abuse other people, you know, we all go through so much in our lives, you know, and what makes people be able to pull themselves through the other end, I believe, is gratitude. And I think it's so important.
Yeah, I agree. I know Prajna's just got something to say here.
Well, I was just going to point out that Dom often says that energy flows where attention goes. And when your attention is on the things that you're grateful for, your energy flows to that. And it does produce more and more of this abundance. The problem is people tend to get a little bit superstitious about it, and rather like prayer, because it is a prayer. Gratitude is a prayer, and in fact this is what prayer should be, is prayer should be gratitude. But people consider it to be wishes, really. you've got to be careful that you really are being grateful, and that you're not actually trying to create more abundance and more.
Well, that's what I meant by it's kind of a side of effect of living in gratitude, is that the universe just provides more abundance. With I suppose if your intention was to bring abundance into your life and you know. It would skew the energy a bit, because about being grateful for all of the opportunities and all of the learning experiences and all of the beauty and on and on and on the list goes that we're surrounded by every day. Even when we're in a state of depression and negativity, we're still actually surrounded by people and situations that bring all kinds of opportunities to our lives. Even the difficult times in our lives are opportunities to learn, and learning to be grateful for the difficulties and hardships as well is a bit of a skill, but I think it's necessary, as you say, Sarah. This is about taking responsibility for ourselves.
What I found with me personally, I've got two dogs. I probably mentioned them before because I always mention my dogs. You know, they helped me when I was depressed, you know, because I would be thankful, rather than thinking about what I haven't got, I would actually be thankful that I've got them. Every morning they're up and they're really happy and they're wagging their tails and they're really happy just to be up and having another morning, and they're really grateful for just being alive and just you stroking them and just touching them and giving them their dinners. My dogs come and say thank you afterwards, and it is just simple things. Have we got a caller in here?
We have. I was just about to say, but just before we go on, I just want to say that your lovely little doggy sound a lot like my Proj in many, many ways. But yeah, Mark Mann has just rang in. Hello, okay. Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hey. Have you rung? You've come into the I Am show.
The I Am. What's happening tonight on the I Am show?
We're talking about gratitude.
Oh, gratitude.
Have you got any stories about gratitude?
Oh, yeah. It goes along with your forgiveness one, I think. It really links in well. I think I learned about gratitude as a result of that, too. And if I'm not grateful, I'm in a very... my mind takes me off to a very dark and depressing place, really, because I start to think about all my... some past happenings that I could have done differently, and I find with gratitude it lifts me out of totally what I haven't got to what I have got, you know, which is a real, it's like a positive and negative, you know. I believe that I need both. I'm like a battery. When I've got both, I've got power. So the negative is vital and the positive is vital too. So I think gratitude is a really important part of the positive.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. It is so important to, and simple things as well to be grateful for, isn't it? It's not about being grateful for having a big house or anything like that or anything materialistic, is it? It's about being grateful for the little things and appreciating the little things, like being grateful for seeing the sunrise or the sunset or some pretty birds just in your back garden, even just people smiling or being friendly or you know, your family, your friends, and the more grateful you are, it's like Callie was saying, the more energy you focus on that kind of thing, the more abundance you do have in your life. And there's nothing wrong with wanting more abundance in your life, and there's nothing wrong with that being your intent in life, being an intent, as long as it's not overtaken by greed. You know, it's just in life, it's just about getting the balance right, like having enough money to survive. That's okay to ask for abundance for that. It's okay to ask for abundance of, to have more friends come into your life, and focus on the ones that you have got, and then you'll make more friends. Like, if you just focus on not having things, then you really do slip into that world of just nothingness, and it's a really horrible place to be on your own and in nothingness. And that's the only way I can really think that anyone can pull themselves out of it, is by being grateful and showing that gratitude.
Definitely agree. It works for me every time.
Yeah, it does for me as well, totally. You know, whenever I feel myself slipping, I just look around me, and then I just think about what I have got to be grateful for. Because, like I said, as long as we can breathe, we can change.
Oh. One
of the things that I do want to kind of emphasize is we tend to look at the so-called negative things that happen in our lives as being negative, as being something bad, you know. But yeah, it's going through those difficult times that makes us stronger, that makes us more compassionate, that makes us more considerate of others' feelings, because we know what you know, difficult situations feel like ourselves. So even difficult times that we all do have to face in life are actually a benefit to us in the long term as well. And although it's difficult to actually see it when you're in the thick of it, if you can actually just bear in mind when you are in the thick of it, that you know that ultimately this difficulty is going to have benefit for you, then you shift the energy and shift your own internal energy to one that is more closer towards gratitude. And with that, the light begins to shine, and yeah, things begin to transform.
Another way that I look at things, if I'm going through a bad, I personally wouldn't change anything I've ever been through in my life. You know, even the moments when I've been the most scared or the most anything, I still wouldn't change anything really that I've been through in my life. It's, you know, I am who I am. I've been through what I've been through, and I've worked my way through everything that I've been through, and I've let go of a lot of things as well. And you know, I it's like you say, I have got a lot more understanding now, and I can share my experiences with other people and listen to other people's experiences, and we can all share what we've been through and make it easier for other people. Another way thing that I always think is, nothing lasts forever, does it? So if you're going through a bad patch or something's happening to you, it doesn't last forever. It's only going to be a set amount of time. If you think about how long you're actually probably going to be on this earth, what's a day or week or a couple of months or even a year in the whole scheme of things? You know, it's nothing really. You know, so people, you've got to learn to keep things in perspective and be grateful for what you have got, and you will come out the other end of stuff.
Related to that, one of the things that that actually helped me when I was, you know, and this is something I'm really grateful to a friend for, in the middle of my divorce, when I was feeling very desperate, the one helpful thing that she said was, "This too will pass," and that relates just to what you were saying. And that was something that I did take some comfort from. So.
And that's exactly what I've been telling myself this past week, reminding myself that, there's difficulties in my life at the moment, and sometimes I find it, you know, overwhelming. But just to remember that this too will pass is the biggest help of all. And also to remember that this will, like everything else in my life, make me stronger and more capable of dealing with whatever comes next as well.
And Robo said something quite interesting in the Skype chat here. He said, small things seeming big and big things seeming small. And it isn't until you look back that you find out just how critical some things that were very small at the time were, and just how unimportant some of the things that seemed absolutely massive at the time.
Yeah.
I find them as growing pains, you know? I know it's very difficult sometimes when I'm in it just to put myself and I become a victim, but when I fly myself out and start looking at gratitude again, how I use
it. Yeah, I like that more, growing pains.
Yeah, it helps. Because I find my biggest problem is me. I find that I'm all the fun on my own, probably, and I'm most harmful to myself, which is taking a long time to learn. But these solutions do work.
Yeah, that is a really good point. We are the most harmful people to ourselves. You know, people worry about strangers when they're walking down the road or late at night or this, that, and the other. But the person who's going to harm you the most is actually yourself. So that's why it's important to do, you know, take responsibility for yourself and your emotions and your feelings, and to actually realise that you can do something about the way you're feeling. You know, you can be an empowered human being, and you can change the way you're feeling, and you can move through things in a more positive way, and you can learn to deal with situations that come up in your life in a more positive way, with a more positive attitude, you know.
Well, that's one of the things. Sorry, Sarah, carry on.
I was just saying, so many people just suffer in silence and don't realise that it is just taking a few little simple steps that it's going to help them. And another thing that you mentioned, which I think is really important, is opportunities. You know, opportunities come, and opportunities will always come in your life. And it is really important to be grateful for those opportunities and to act upon those opportunities, because the more you act upon the opportunities that arise before you and the more grateful you are for these opportunities, the more you get, and the more you get yourself out there and happy and grateful. And that's such a dramatic impact on your life, being grateful. It's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. It's like I was saying, just that walk today, just because of my attitude, my outlook on life, it was amazing, because I was so grateful for everything I saw. Feeling the sun on my skin, seeing the ocean spread out there, and talking to people. Somebody lent me their binoculars and I saw a puffin poke his head out of his nest. Absolutely beautiful bird with amazing beak. And all this just on our own little coastline. We've got so much to be grateful for.
And it is as if it actually brings more light into your life, but it makes you yourself more vital and more alive and more in tune with everything that is as well. But one of the things I was going to say earlier was that it was something we touched on last week, which is that lesson that I am not my thoughts and I am not my emotions. These are aspects of this human life that I'm living now, but they are not what I am, ultimately. And so not allowing negative emotions to actually guide your thoughts and your actions while you're here on this planet as well. And when you remain in gratitude, then you pull yourself out of the negativity and out of the wallowing in emotions, which is a tendency of mine, certainly. To remind me that those emotions are transient and that they're not the core of who and what I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. And once you have these tools, because they are tools, aren't they? The way you look at things and the way you deal with things is a tool. You know, you've got to look at yourself as a continuing work, you know. You can't just think, this is the way I am, this is the way I'm always going to be for the rest of my life. I am negative, I am angry, I am this. Keep affirming all these things about yourself and these negative affirmations is is not good. You know, you need to you need to swap it around if that's what you're thinking. If you are thinking in negative patterns about yourself and your situations that you're in your life, well, then you need to change that, don't you? You need to change. I am grateful. I am grateful for all I've got. I am grateful for the fact the sun's shining today. Just simple little things. If you try and make them big things, well, then you're never going to be happy, are you? You're just going to be constantly striving to get this big thing and just see a void, an empty void, and it's not a nice place to be. Like,
and even if it's a question of fake it until you make it, if you're right now listening to this conversation that we're having, and you're in a state and there's all sorts of crap going on in your life, and you know, things are just feel as if they're coming down around your ears, if you take the time to right now think about just one small little thing that you're grateful for, whether it's food in the fridge, or you know, it's been a lovely sunny day, whether the fact that the summer is here at last, or you know, you've got a pet or something, whatever small little thing it is, you got a jar of jam and you like jam, it could be that simple, and just tell yourself, yeah, okay, I'm grateful for that jar of jam in the cupboard and some bread to spread it on, and let that be the beginning of the exploration of what you are grateful for.
And it requires practice. It's like forgiveness that we were talking about the other week. If you know, it's much easier to forgive little things than to forgive big things. And likewise, it's much easier to be grateful for obvious things. It takes practice before you get good at it, before it becomes completely natural to you. And then it's easy. You find yourself grateful all the time. And because you're grateful all the time, you find yourself completely surrounded by a whole lot of things to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Well, you see it. That's a lot of what it is. It's, you see it. With me, when I was depressed, it's because I lost my baby when I was 5 months pregnant, and it just triggered lots of things for me, and it took me a while to see things that I had in life. You know, all I was focusing on is what I didn't have. You know, I had a group of friends that I was hanging around with at the time, and they stopped hanging around with me as well, so I lost all my friends, and I didn't understand why. So I lost all my friends and my baby, and I was just devastated. Like, and it took me a while to even be able to acknowledge what I had around me. Even though I had things around me, I always still had a really good family. If I wanted to go and stay with them, I always could have done. I had lots of really good friends that I could go and visit. But to me, for a long time, I might as well have not had any of it. I might as well have not had any friends. I might as well have not had all these lovely family and everything, because I wasn't focusing on that. All I was focusing on the whole time is what I didn't have. I was really lonely and feeling really sorry for myself and just desperately wanting to have my baby back. And obviously that was never going to happen. And I was just getting nowhere for such a long time. And this is when I started practicing gratitude. And it just started out with the dogs. And then it started out thinking, well, actually, I've got loads of really good friends. I've got friends that I've had for years and years and years. Pick up the phone, Sarah. Make that phone call. Phone your friends. Explain to people how you're feeling and what you're going through. Make that effort. Go and visit your family. Go and do this and that and the other. And be grateful for everything that you have got. And it just made my life turn around dramatically. Absolutely dramatically. And it didn't even take that long, really.
Yeah, it is really good medicine, gratitude. There's a sort of a method that I use quite a lot. I read a book a few years ago. I've probably mentioned it before. I'd be surprised if I haven't. It's called Anatomy of the Spirit by a woman called Caroline Miss, M-Y-S-S, Caroline Miss. And she identifies in that book seven sacred truths, which coincide or align, if you like, with the seven main chakras or energy points in the body. And those sacred truths are, it's actually the fifth I'm going to concentrate on, but I'll go through them all. So first of all, you've got all is one. And then honor one another and honor yourself. Love is divine power. Surrender to divine will. And then the seek only truth. And finally, be present, be in the moment. But that fifth one, surrender to divine will, it can be, well, and it has been for me in many parts, the most difficult. But it's I think, because of that, the one I focus on the most. Because divine will can bring all kinds of things into our lives, like the loss of babies or the lack of babies or, you know, abuse in childhood or whatever it might be, you know, death in the family, loneliness, da-di-da-di-da, or aloneness. And there is a difference between loneliness and aloneness as well, which I'll probably go into in a little while. But to surrender to divine will is actually to give up the struggle against the things that you don't want in your life, and to stop fighting, and to accept what is. And from there, then you learn gratitude for what is, because divine will, we've already discovered that love is divine power. Love is the power of the divine. And to surrender to divine will is to surrender to the love that the universe is actually the love that we are surrounded by, and that is within us and without us, and all of that. It flips negativity around on its head and opens up this world of abundance which we exist in. But which we spend so much of our time fighting against and denying, we miss it, you know? So living in gratitude for what we have, and for the experiences that we experience is absolutely the key to being free, I think, to being free to be you and to be in love.
Yeah.
But shall I talk? Sorry, go on, Sarah. I was going to talk about the difference between loneliness and aloneness. Osho talks about this, and he says that loneliness is absence of some other absence. It's something missing that is lonely, you know? Whereas aloneness is presence of yourself. So it's being at one with yourself and all that you are, and all that you are in and about, and all of that. So if you're in a state currently of feeling quite lonely and sorry for yourself, if you can actually turn that around and say, well, okay, yeah, there are people missing from my life and I feel lonely. But I am here in my life. I am present. And I am the best company I can possibly have, because I am a divine aspect of creation. You know, I am perfect and unique. And start to get into that presence of yourself. That's another thing that can transform the way you see your current situation.
Yeah, a lot of it is a change, isn't it? It is about changing the way you perceive things, and surrendering to divine will is another really important point that you brought up there. You know, and accepting what you're going through and accepting that what's happening to you and not trying to fight it is totally right. You know, if you're constantly trying to fight it, or you're thinking that you're the victim all the time and you're feeling lonely and you just... You're never going to be happy, you know. None of us are victims unless we choose to view ourselves as victims. None of us are lonely unless we choose to view ourselves as lonely. You know, it's about putting the effort in, well, it's less effort. It actually takes less effort to be happy than what it does to be miserable and that, to build walls. We don't need to be building walls. We need to be breaking walls down. We don't need to protect ourselves. We need to fill ourselves with love. We don't need to be doing all these things that we think are really important to make sure that we don't get hurt. You know, you can't look at life thinking, oh, well, what happens if this, what happens if that person hurts me? What happens if that person hurts me? What happens if I end up being miserable about this? And you know, that's just, you're setting yourself up all the time. You know, that's why this show is called I Am. You know, you need to change it. I am. I am love. I am forgiveness. I am gratitude. You know, rather than I'm in a really bad mood, I'm really angry, I'm, you know, we need to change, stop thinking that. We need to really take responsibility for our thoughts and our patterns that we're in.
And lose the fear as well. Lose the fear of loss. Lose the fear of whatever it is you might be fearful of. As soon as you surrender to divine will and realize that there's absolutely nothing you can do anyway about the difficult things that do happen in everybody's lives. So don't fear what might come next. Don't try to guard against what might come next. Instead, just accept what is right now in the moment. Be grateful for the things that are right now in your life. You might have difficulty recognizing them right now, but make an effort, and it's only a small effort, you know.
Fall in love with the present.
Fall in love with the present, beautiful baby.
Another thing that's really important in all of this is to be open to receive. We sometimes neglect ourselves and don't seem to think that we deserve a compliment, or, you know, how many times has somebody said, oh, you look nice today, or thank you, you're a really nice person, and people just can't handle being complimented, or open to receive energy, open to receive abundance in your life. You need to be open to receive these things to be able to have them. And, you know, you need to be able to receive with grace. Somebody once told me that that was the 11th commandment, I receive with grace. And it's so powerful, that. It's just, you know, it's unbelievable how closed we've made ourselves as a whole race over the generations, and how we think it's important for us to behave, how we think it's important not to share our emotions, not to share our feelings, not to receive with grace. People say it's not dignified and things like that. It's crazy. All these things seem to just be set up to make you fall and make life a struggle, and life's not a struggle. When you've got the right head on your shoulders and you can see everything around you that you've got to be grateful for, life cannot affect you the same way as it once did. It really can't.
Yeah, and it does transform your whole outlook. Well, it doesn't just transform your outlook. That's the beginning, is you transforming your outlook and letting go of your defences and all of that sort of stuff, becoming grateful for what you have, and it actually transforms your whole circumstance as well.
Your whole life. Just your whole enjoyment. And I get so happy these days. I get so happy about simple little things like my walk today, I keep saying, but it was just beautiful, you know. I'm so grateful for that opportunity to take that nice walk. Just make the most of what you have got around you and the environment you've got around you. Get out and about. A lot of people don't get out enough into the countryside or down to the beach, or, you know, if you sat in your indoors in offices all day and you're not really getting out in the sun, you're not going to be a happy person, are you? You know, you're not going to be a fit person. You're not going to be a healthy person unless you do get out and about and have a nice outlook.
Sorry, Sarah, I'm interrupting all the time.
I keep doing the same.
I was quite down a few days ago. Many of you know that my dad's dying of cancer and my family is a bit of a mess. It's quite fractured. I've got a sister in Australia and my nieces are in Australia, and the family is just, it is a mess. And I was in quite a state for 2 or 3 days there, letting all of this stuff get to me and failing to be grateful for what I had. Although I was grateful for this lovely caravan and for for being with Prajna. I was still allowing all this negativity to take over. And we woke up one morning about 4 days ago, something like that, and Prajna said, we're going for a walk this morning. Maybe he'd said the night before, we'll get up and go for a walk. And off we went, walked about 3 miles in one direction, or what was it, a mile and a half, and however long it was anyway. Beautiful walk along the Wirral Way, Wirral Country Park, surrounded by butterflies and swallows and birds of all sizes and descriptions, and identifying all this new greenery that's popping up in the hedgerows. And by the time we got back a couple of hours later, my mood was transformed already. So we did that for a couple of days on the trot, and it really has absolutely transformed the energy that I was feeling. Well, that the energy that I have now let go of, and allowed the grace of divine will and this beautiful world that we live in to re-enter my consciousness, if you like.
But of course, you're not telling the whole story. You did get to the end of your PMT as well.
Oh yeah,
I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, babe.
Something I forgot to say at the beginning is we are going to start taking a lot more calls and from people. So if you fancy ringing in and telling us of your experiences of gratitude, it'd be great to hear from you. You can press the Skype button on the radio, or you can phone in. Where's the phone number? What is the phone number?
The phone number is +44 161 298 0298. Or if you're inside the UK, it's 0161 298 0298. Or you can Skype us on Bob's Backyard. And yeah, I mean, even if right now you are in a state, as I was a few days ago, and you're finding it difficult to find things to be grateful for, well, call in, and I guarantee you we will find things that you can be grateful for in your life. And I've come across some quite hard cases in my life as well. So, but yeah, do call in with your own tales too. It will be great to hear from you.
Yeah, it would be really nice to hear from people each week, you know, different people's stories, because what works for some people doesn't necessarily work for others, you know. So as many stories as we can possibly hear from people would be absolutely great, you know. And it's great being on the radio and being part of the radio. I actually love this, and it's helped me since being on the radio and doing this show, you know. I've had to look at myself a lot more than what I did before, you know, because it's quite a personal show, this, and it's quite full-on show in that sort of way, because I'm talking about my own personal experiences, and like, you know, it's a bit daunting in some ways to be able to talk to everyone, and then once you've done it, it's like amazing. You feel so much better. It's lovely. It's a really lovely thing, and I'm really grateful for being part of Dark City. I've met so many lovely people, and we're always up for new people joining in. So if you do want to come in, don't feel scared or anything like that. Just join in. Go on the website and click on the Skype button. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And anyway.
I was just going to say, what you find is that actually all you're doing is having a conversation on Skype or on the phone with some hopefully like-minded people. Who are grateful to hear from you as well. No matter what, no matter why you call in, what you bring to Dark City Radio or to this show, it's easy, and it's very empowering and very liberating as well.
Yeah, I love it, I do. One of the things that I was gonna actually, well, I do. I really enjoy it. It makes me buzz. I'm like, wee, on the radio again. It's funny. And I've met some amazing people through this. It's amazing. I love it. I'm grateful to Jim and to Robo Hippie and Bob for setting this radio station up. I'm really grateful for them because the experiences that I've had are just absolutely fantastic. And the people I met are amazing. And Sue. And everyone who started the radio. I don't want to miss anyone out, so I'll just say everyone. And that includes you. It's fantastic. But one of the things that I was going to say is that, you know, if you are feeling down or anything like that, you know, just taking a bit of time out for yourself. You know, like you were just saying, Callie, you and Praj are going for a walk, or me just going for my walk today. Just taking that little bit of time out for yourself. I hear of, like, lots of people that are too busy running around after everyone else all the time, running themselves ragged, absolutely knackered, you know, seeing to that person's need. And it's like, hey, hang on a minute. How are you? How do you feel? What about putting a bit of time aside for yourself? What about everyone? I'm sure all the people that you've managed to have relying on you for one reason or another, whether it be young children or your partner or whatever, you need to take your time out for yourself. Otherwise, you're no good for anyone if you don't take that time out, and be grateful for that nice bit of time that you have out for yourself. Because otherwise you're no good to anyone, really, if you run yourself ragged all the time, running round after people and not actually taking that time out for yourself like you deserve and being grateful for that nice bit of time that you've got for yourself.
Well, that's one thing I often say to people is if you're not caring for yourself, then you not lack the capacity, but your capacity to care for others is dented, and so take the time for yourself, and you know what, even if other people are banging down your door, never mind, just say, look, I'm having half an hour or an hour or whatever it is, and be grateful for that time, and give yourself a bit of love, a little bit of TLC.
Definitely, you know, a bit of rest, a bit of rejuvenation, a nice walk. You know, people think that people are going to be bothered. You know, nobody's saying stop being there for people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying just do it in moderation to what fits in with you, to what makes you feel good. You know, this show's about, really, about people just taking that time out and realizing what they want in life, what they need, their needs are in life, and what makes them happy in life. You know, it's not about what's making other people happy. And if you're constantly giving to other people to the point where it's draining you, you're not actually helping them in any way. You're actually overdoing things, which is actually hindering people from growing and moving on in their own life. You can't keep wiping people's asses for them the whole life. You know, people need to learn to stand on their own two feet, and people need to stand on their own two feet, and they cannot be dependent on other people to their detriment. That's not right, is it? It's not balanced. You know, you need to be able to do things for yourself. You need to be able to see to your own needs.
I am reminded by something that Saddam has just said in a Skype chat about, you know, have kids and there's not much time left for yourself then, which is very true. If you've got kids and you've got responsibility for young ones yourself, then it might be difficult for you to take time out, but even just a half hour soak in the bath, just to unwind, you know, light a couple of candles and turn the lights off and sink into a hot bath, or, you know, you can always make just a small amount of time for yourself to recharge your own batteries. And then you remember what a joy it is to have kids in your life as well.
If you're not rested, you're a lot more short-tempered a lot of the time, aren't you? If you don't actually take this time out for yourself, you are a lot more irritable a lot of the time. If you run yourself ragged, you know, and this has an effect on everyone around you, doesn't it? You know, you you're more prone to make mistakes. You're trying to tell your children that it's important for them to take time out and look after themselves and take care of themselves and to be healthy, to be this, that and the other, while you're running yourself ragged, and it's not really going to wash with them, is it? You know, your kids are so perceptive.
On a sort of similar but different topic, if you like, is the fact that Robo and Paul have been putting 13, 14, 15 hours a day into Dark City Radio for months now. They haven't stopped, neither of them. But today, finally, Paul has actually taken a day off and taken some time out for himself. And I'm really, really pleased that he has, because the guy is just absolutely knackered. I know Robo said yesterday that he managed to get some rest yesterday and he felt so much better for it. I'm really pleased that they're doing that. And I hope that as a team, we can actually support each other when any of us needs a break, we can actually jump in and take the helm and do what needs to be done so that they can have that break. And I think on Dark City, we're coming to the point now where that's going to be a lot easier for Robo and Paul. I know they've still got a lot of hardware issues to deal with and stuff, but hopefully they'll get the time to do that and to rest as well.
Yeah, so we've discussed gratitude, and we'll take it back to the topic now, I suppose, gratitude and how important it's too easy, isn't it? And how important it is, and what the original question is, what effect does it have on your life? And from our conversations and my own personal experience, it has an absolute massive effect on your life, you know. It's all I want to say is, you know, to get across is people need to take responsibility. You can change how you're feeling. You can change the way you perceive a situation, and you can change the way you react to situations. You know, you've got to be grateful for things that you have in life, even lessons, even the hardest of lessons. I'm grateful for what happened with me with my baby. I'm grateful for the fact that I carried her for 5 months and that she chose me to be with. You know, I'm grateful. I can look back on it now and I can be grateful for that whole experience of that short time I had with such a beautiful being. It was amazing. You know, so even the darkest situations in your life, you can look back on and be totally grateful for, and see them for what they actually are. And, you know, it's brilliant.
Well, they're all opportunities to experience love on in all of its different levels and forms. I mean, we were talking last week about forgiveness and the fact that I was abused as a child by my uncle, and I let all of the negativity that surrounded that go. I forgave my uncle, I forgave myself of the negativity, and doing that gave me an opportunity to experience love as I had never experienced it before, ever. Love for myself, love for my uncle, and gratitude for those experiences as well, because I know that I wouldn't be half the woman I am today without them. And I am deeply grateful to be who I am, and to be able to share my experiences with everybody on this show now. Massively, massively grateful. And living in a state of gratitude and in a state of love.
Yeah, we all come onto this planet to experience all these things. You know, we all have our own little roles that we ideally want to play out. You know, and by taking a step back and looking at what you put after I am. You know, obviously, when you're in the present moment, you lose the I. But you know, you need to look at how you talk about yourself. How you treat yourself, how you are grateful for the experiences that arise before you, how you do react to them. If you notice that you get angry, then you need to take a step back and think, hang on, I'm getting angry in this situation. I need to take a step back and I need to walk away from this situation. I need to take some deep breaths, drink some water and get myself grounded and either express myself as if I am just feeling angry, or there's a difference between being angry and feeling angry.
Yes, yeah, there is.
You know, there's a massive difference.
We look around the world today, and there's so much going on politically. We're restricted in so many ways. We know that there are a bunch of megalomaniacal psychopaths running the planet, and that they've got this massive agenda to call a massive proportion of the population of the planet, and yeah, we experience anger and frustration and confusion and things when we look at the reality of what we're actually living in, but to allow ourselves to be enthralled in that anger, I think that's the right word, to be consumed with anger, that energy of anger, it's actually a vampiric of yeah,
I'm a, that can be a topic for another, that can be a topic for another week, couldn't it? Anger, we'll do anger, we'll do anger next week. You know, you're going on about all this political stuff, what there's to be angry about and everything, but we've got to be grateful for everything and not focus too much on that, and just live your life the way you want to live your life, and go out there and take responsibility for yourself and take responsibility for the life that you're living, and just go out there and do the things you want to do. Don't focus so much on all the negative stuff, because you just get totally taken over by fear, and totally, and I can't be bothered with all that. Yeah, I want to have a nice life. I want to have a grateful life, and I want to live a fun life with lots of people that I love and care about, and meet lots of great people. And I like to try things at least once, you know.
That's exactly where I was going with my little tirade. There was that it's actually an opportunity. When you recognize what's going on in the world, it's an opportunity. It sets you free from any restrictions that may have been imposed from the outside, or you've allowed to be imposed on you. But when you realize what's really going on, then you are entirely free to live your life on your own terms, by your own volition and your own will, in love and in gratitude,
When you see beyond the political leaders, when you see beyond all that political rubbish, when you see beyond all them lies and beyond all that, and you actually realise what life is, we're all energies. We're all energy upon this planet. And the more positive and grateful and loving energy that we can bring to this planet by being happy individuals and grateful individuals and not living in fear, they're not winning then, are they? Not that it's about winning or anything, but they're not... Who are they anyway? Who are they? I don't even know who they are. Who are they?
It's not winning. It's about bringing about the kind of changes. We're surrounded in beauty. We're surrounded by beauty and abundance on all sides. And once we recognise that, then is allowed to flourish. It's just like we were saying about gratitude before, bringing abundance into our lives and light and love into our lives. The recognition of the kind of world that we wish to live in, that we wish to be a part of, that is then in our grasp. We get to change it all, because everything is energy, because we are energy. We get to change it all. We are the energetic creators of our own experience,
of our own reality. Too right we are. And so, like, I totally think that is the big picture. Not the world leaders. Not anyone who's trying to control you. You can't let people control you. Nobody can control you unless you give them permission to control you.
Yeah.
And I personally am not going to give it. I've never given anyone permission to control me. I do not give permission for anyone to control me. Why would I? How does anyone know what's good for me and what's not good for me? I know what's good for me and what's not good for me, and I know what I want out of life and what I don't want, and what I, you know, what makes me happy. And being grateful makes me happy.
Yeah, Yeah, and when we're caught up in negative emotions, anger or depression or whatever it might be, then we are disempowered. So do look around, do find the things that are in your life that you can be grateful for. Just this experience of life is something to be grateful for, because it's such an opportunity to transform.
And take those opportunities. Take those opportunities that arise before you. Grab them with both hands and be grateful for all them opportunities that arise before you.
And Sarah, we've probably got about 30 seconds left, so I'll pass over to you to finish what we began.
Okay, well, now we spoke about gratitude, I'd just like to say thank you, and I'm very grateful for everyone who's listening, and I'm grateful for being on this earth at this particular moment in time, and I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I get in my life, and I'm grateful to have all the friends and family around me, and I'm grateful for my dogs, and I'm grateful for you, the listeners. So enjoy the rest of your evening or day whenever you're listening to this, and loads of love at you all. Thank you.